Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks fans? We are back for another player preview. Just in case you guys thought that we were done with the player previews, we thought we were done with the player previews, but the New York Knicks said, hold my beer. Obviously, they made a major splash trading Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Those player previews are already done, locked in the chamber, whatever. But now we're moving on to Karl Anthony Towns, and I'm excited to talk about Cat today in his 2024-2025 Knicks player preview. And then we will move on to Jalen Brunson. Chris, Cat is a New York Knick.
Yeah, man. I joked in the last player preview that, hey, the Knicks just signed somebody else. We got to do another one. And here we are. Karl Anthony Towns is a New York Knick. Never thought I would say those words, you know. Again, we've been saying it on here. Cat is a good player, but that contract, no thank you. And, well, now it's our contract. How you feeling, Ed? How did you feel when, we acquired Karl Anthony Towns?
A lot of emotions were going through my mind. Obviously, he's been in training camp now for the New York Knicks. And 28 years old, number one pick in 2015, has been touted by this organization, especially Leon Rose, since Leon Rose has been with the New York Knicks. And it's done. Cat is a Knick, and I'm starting to warm up to it. I'm excited. I'm really excited to watch him mesh with the guys during the preseason, watch him mesh with Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. I'm just excited for, all in all, a new season of Knicks basketball. And, you know, this was a major surprise. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, here we are today. And he's a great player, Chris. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is no slouch. He is probably the best shooting big in the league. He's a 7 foot big, 6'11", 7 foot, depending on where you look. But look, what I love about Towns, Chris, is that he has grown. As his time as, like, when he was younger, Chris, in the league, his shooting kind of, like, grew as his game grew. Because when he was in Kentucky, he never really was this, you know, elite shooter. And now fast forward to him being in the league a few more years, and now he is, you know, an elite 41% three-point shooter in the NBA. I just love that his game has been growing throughout his entire NBA career. Tom Thibodeau was his head coach. They had a riff-raff back in Minnesota. They claim that it's over with. Now he's with the Knicks again, full circle. So I just love that he's continuing to improve, Chris, and, you know, he's a star. And the Knicks, they got their other star in Karl Anthony Towns, and they paired him with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah. And that's really what it boils down to, in my opinion. You know, like, obviously I was upset. You know, I wanted to see how the Knicks would do with Julius and Dante on this team. And yeah, we're recording this, you know, on October 5th. So I'm sure many Knicks fans tuned into that Wolves preseason matchup and saw Dante light it up. Well, he went 4-for-4, but you saw exactly the Dante we had here, and it hurts, right? It hurts, but I think we'll be okay. Look, for all the things you mentioned, Cat is an all-star. He's a tremendous talent. He can stretch the floor for being a big, you know, at his size. And look, getting 41% from three out of your five spot, because it does seem like the Knicks, you know, are saying they want Cat to play the five. So getting that type of production out of the five spot is something we have not had for a very long time. And I think that, in conjunction with Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, is just going to transform this team and the type of offense that we're going to run. I think it's a win-win for both teams, this Cat trade. But Cat is definitely going to unlock a different dimension to this squad.
He is. And, you know, a lot, like, we've been talking about, like, to his shooting ability, 41% three-point shooter, one of the best big man shooters in the league, Chris. But I feel like we've been kind of getting caught up in the three-point shooting, and for good reason. We should be, right? But that's not right. Cat is also a good back-to-the-basket kind of player. He's good in the low post. He's crafty down there. He's now at times, does he kind of fall in love with his three? That's kind of been his, like, that's kind of been, you know, when the outsiders see Cat's game, they kind of want him to bang more, want him to go down low, want him to post up more, because he kind of can fall in love with just shooting threes. And I feel like now with the New York Knicks, obviously we're going to, you know, absolutely love his shooting, but he is an underrated back to the basket type of player, and he can do it. He is strong. He is lengthy. He is super talented. He's just a super talented player. And this type of player on this team paired with, you know, obviously with Brunson and Mikal and OG and Hart, I'm just truly excited to watch the things to come, and I'm sure the front office is as well, and that's why they made this move. But so he's an underrated back to the basket type of player. He can bang. His post up game, I think, is underrated, and I think he needs to do that more this year. I feel like the Knicks need that kind of, you know, Julius Randle loved doing that in his time in New York, and he is an underrated passer as well. So these are the things that I would like to see from Cat this year, Chris. So I feel like we kind of get caught up in the three-point shooting, and like I said, for good reason. But Cat can also do many things on offense. He can also hurt, you know, the opposing defense in many different ways. He is that talented, and that's what I'm excited to watch. The back-to-the-basket type of stuff, the post-up moves, the lobs. He's an underrated passer. So those are the things that I'm excited to watch from Cat. And
well said. He definitely falls in love with that three ball, and that's why a lot of us are focused on it, to be honest. But yeah, he definitely has a post game, and I actually think that's another thing that we had a little bit of a post game when it came to iHeart, you know, if you want to call the push floater, you know, a post game, a post move per se. But Cat can actually back down a big in the post. He can actually hit a turnaround jumper. He has a lot of tools. I mean, he's an undeniable talent at his position. So whether it's the inside out game, you know, he has it all covered. So again, it makes you, you know, this is why the Knicks went out and made this type of a trade. We were obviously hurting for a center, and Cat, not only that, but a five that can stretch the floor, and Cat just checks all the boxes. And he's pretty damn good defensively too. You know, is he, you know, an elite defender? I don't know if you can call him an elite defender, but he can get you blocks. He's able to get you some steal, another bigs. And another thing he does well is he draws a lot of fouls too. I think he gets like to the line at a good clip, yes, probably like six a game. So, you know, Cat is, you know, I was torn about it initially, but just like you, I'm warming up to it more and more the more I dive into what he's about.
Yeah, so I know you have been kind of like on the fence about this deal. A lot of Knicks fans have been as well, obviously watching, you know, Dante's first preseason game, and it is a preseason game, but we know what Dante can bring to any NBA team. And the Knicks are going to miss Dante DiVincenzo's catch-and-shoot stuff, but do you think Cat can kind of fall into that? Do you think they're going to use him like they use Hartenstein? Because they can kind of use him as that passer. He can pass like as a Hartenstein. Yeah. A lot of backdoor stuff, no-look stuff. Him and Gobert actually formed kind of like a chemistry over the past couple of years that I think will carry over when Mitchell Robinson comes back. A lot of Cat's passes, he's an underrated, you know, passing when it comes to him and Gobert used to like have a lot of lobs to each other. So yeah. I feel like the Knicks can kind of build off of that as well. Do you feel like they're going to use him in kind of like the Arhart role, but with the shooting?
I think so. And I think that's what's going to be so, so good about it. You know, just watching, you know, Cat in Minnesota throwing lobs to Gobert, finding him on a cut, you know, when the defense is locked in on him. Things like that I could see being replicated with Mitch or another big for that matter, or somebody like Precious. I think Cat being able to shoot the ball is huge in that scenario, because now instead of having iHeart there, who's, you know, can't really take the jump shot, but just does a little floater or, you know, you can run that same action maybe a little bit further from the hoop. You know, it gives you a little bit of more options, you know. So I think it's going to be awesome because, you know, this isn't Mitchell Robinson. You know, they're trying to, like, nobody's going to respect him there setting a pick at the free throw line. And Ihart, look, he had the floater. They had to respect it. But I think it's a different animal when you have Cat there who can obviously either step back, hit a three, you know, post up if it calls for it, or even hit the mid-range. So, again, Cat shooting is just I think that's going to unlock so much for this offense. An offense that, you know, even without Cat, I think is pretty damn good as is.
Yeah, I do too. And look, Cat, the scoring hasn't – I mean, he's over 20 points a game every single season in his career, but his, you know, rookie year when he won rookie of the year. Rookie year, 18 points, 10 rebounds. The rebounding numbers can kind of need improvement. I mean, 21 points per game last year, only 8 rebounds a game, but he was with Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was pretty much gobbling up the rebounds. So I guess if you want to call, like, because the thing about Randall was he was such a good rebounder for his position. And for his size, I mean, he's like 6'9", 6'8". He was such a good rebounder because he was kind of, he played bully ball down there. I mean, he was strong, goes off for the rebounds with sense of toughness. So the Knicks have kind of talked about that, you know, in training camp with OG Anunoby and Tom Thibodeau and Karl Anthony Towns. And OG Anunoby would probably have to, you know, rebound more. But that's something I would like to watch is the rebounding numbers, Chris. I want to see if the Knicks can be that, you know, elite rebounding team again, especially on the offensive side, because Isaiah Hartenstein was an offensive guru in terms of offensive rebounds, and Mitchell Robinson was as well. I want to see if that's still there with Karl Anthony Towns. So that's something to watch too.
That's definitely a part of, you know, the Knicks DNA. It was just the grit, the hustle, you know, not only getting those defensive rebounds, but getting those second chance opportunities that came from Ihart and Mitchell Robinson. So obviously to start this year, obviously not going to have Mitch, but now have Cat missing Ihart, you know, that is going to be huge in my opinion. You know, what will the Knicks do on the defensive end when it comes to rebounding as well as the offensive end? Do we see something change there? Maybe the Knicks just run back rather than crash boards. But that's going to be interesting, man. That's going to be interesting. I'm trying to look up real quick to see what are Cat's offensive rebounds numbers. I'm not thinking they're pretty high, but, you know, that's going to be a spot to watch, in my opinion, where I think that's going to be one of the areas where we're going to drop. We're probably not going to be the top or, you know, the best offensive rebounding team. Maybe middle of the pack, if anything.
Yeah, and which is why I feel like that's why Tom Thibodeau has been, you know, that's why Josh Hart is mainly going to be in the starting lineup, because he's just a menace on the defensive boards and offensive rebounding as well. You kind of need some type of replacement for, I'm not calling it like a apples-to-apples replacement, but Josh Hart in there to kind of grab those loose balls and, you know, those offensive rebounds that we're going to miss now that Mitchell Robinson's gone until January. Isaiah Hartenstein's don't look or Nick, and Julius Randle was a good rebounding forward for his size. So do you think when Mitchell Robinson comes back, while you look up those numbers, do you think that the Knicks will start Mitchell Robinson alongside Karl Anthony Towns? Because I've been kind of like trying to think about this, and I'm not sure which side I kind of lie on. Part of me wants to see him start with Mitchell Robinson because of his chemistry with Rudy Gobert that we saw in Utah. Part of me wants him to be the five and start alongside OG, because when you start Robinson, a lot of people have been talking about our depth that pushes Josh Hart back to the bench. Then you have Josh Hart coming in off the bench, kind of gives us a deeper team in that aspect. I've been kind of going back and forth in my head about that. I'm not sold on what I would like to do personally, but what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how it looks early on with Cat at the five, right?
Yeah.
I know early on in Cat's career, he was kind of resisting playing the five, didn't really want to play the five, and obviously he ended up playing the four in Minnesota over time, and then, you know, paired up with Rudy Gobert as of recently. Looked bad at first, but they made it work, right?
Yeah.
Do I see them having that same type of success with Mitch? I could see it. Obviously, Mitch is kind of in the same mold as a Rudy Gobert. So obviously, yeah, I do see that. I do see that working. But I just think the more and more I think about it, having Josh Hart in the lineup, having Towns at the five just makes a ton of sense. It just makes a ton of sense because you don't really need each guy in that starting lineup to score. You have Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns. Those are the guys that can get you the buckets. And then obviously Mikal, OG, elite defenders, and Josh Hart as well. He's no slouch on the defensive end and can crash the boards and give you that, you know, maybe a little bit of what you might be missing off the boards, yeah. You know, when it comes to, you know, Julius Randle and I Hart being gone at this point. So that's my thoughts on it. And yeah, like I thought, Cat is not going to give you much on the offensive boards. You know, the past two seasons, he's averaged about 1.5, 1.7 offensive rebounds. His second year in the league, he actually averaged 3.6, which is pretty good. But you haven't seen it since that time. So, you know, is it there? Yeah, I'm sure he can. But will we see it? That's a, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah, I'm looking here. So it's like this is from Cleaning the Glass. It's 5% of the time Karl-Anthony Towns is grabbing an offensive rebound. That is a 21 percentile at his position. Just to give you guys kind of like a comparison, I'm going to Mitchell Robinson right now. Bear with me for a second. And Mitchell Robinson is at 17.6%.
Wow.
Of the time Mitchell Robinson is grabbing an offensive rebound.
Can we check iHeart just for
the best in the NBA. So those second chance opportunities that the Knicks were so great at last season, probably going to take a step back. Isaiah Hartenstein was at 12%. So you're talking about Cat, who's at 5%. That's a massive change, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the Knicks offense was kind of predicated on that. You know, those second chance opportunities was very key for offensive numbers. But hey, OG Anunoby is going to have to, you know, fill kind of the void there. Mikal Bridges as well is going to have to fill kind of the void there. So just little things that we're, you know, starting to notice now that we're kind of like all settled in with this trade. I still can't believe it's happened.
Yeah,
but it's crazy. That's honestly. But at the end of the day, we're still one of the best teams in the NBA, Chris. I mean, you've heard it from all the national media. The Knicks have one of the best starting fives in the NBA now with this Cat trade. And the Knicks are setting themselves up for not just this year, for the next five seasons. Karl-Anthony Towns is 28, younger than Julius Randle, by the way. He's turning 29 in, I think, later this year. But Brunson, 28. Josh Hart, 29. OG Anunoby's 27. Mikal Bridges is 28. So everyone's in their prime. For the next 4 to 5 seasons, that's the core. That's the core right there. And the Knicks are praying for an NBA championship with them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And look, that they're poised to run this back, you know, 3-4 times. So that obviously that's something the Knicks were looking at as well when it came to the whole Julius Randle situation, you know. And yeah, man, it's gonna take some time to get used to it, you know. Obviously, again, I'm mentioning Dante on the Wolves looked great, you know. Julius, how will he fit over there? That's the biggest question mark I think everybody wants to see. Yeah. But look, again, you take away Karl-Anthony Towns' contract, and you can't help but get excited, you know? There's no denying his talent. There's no denying.
You can't take away his contract.
I'm just saying, you take it away, and it's great.
Look, I mean, his contract, I mean, it's a massive contract, but the new TV deal is coming, Chris. NBA on NBC is coming back next season. The salary cap is just rising. So what Cat is getting paid will probably be in the top echelon of the NBA. But, you know, comparable to all these contracts in the NBA, it is what it is. I mean, when Jalen Brunson taking, you know, a pay cut like that, Mikal Bridges, maybe he does the same thing, you can afford a Cat. And that's what the Knicks have done. And shout out to Brock Oller, man. Did an amazing job with this trade.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amazing. I mean, they found a loophole to get this done, especially using, you know, guys like Charlie Brown Jr., Dwayne Washington, you know. Wow. Amazing job by the front office pulling this off. I didn't think the money would work, to be honest with you, but they found a way to do it. And look, obviously, look, Karl-Anthony Towns is a tremendous talent, all-star. You know, to get a player of his caliber at the five spot, it's you got to pay a little bit of a premium, in my opinion, and that's what it is. You know, that's why Dante had to be included in the deal, because Cat's no slouch, and you've heard it all across the media. Like you said, the Knicks have one of the best starting fives in the league.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it. Did we take a little bit of a hit, you know, depth-wise? Yeah. But I guess it's easier to find someone who can fill that role than find someone like Karl-Anthony Towns, you know, just – like what team out there would be willing to trade Karl-Anthony Towns, in my opinion, you know, a player of that caliber? Usually it doesn't happen.
And the Knicks only could do this deal before the season. That's why they had to include all their sign and trade. So, look, shout out to the front office for getting this done. This is the core that we're going to see for the next few years, and I'm excited. I truly am excited to watch this core grow, to watch Towns in this offense, to watch the defense, to watch the offensive rebounding, to watch pretty much everything that, you know, we're excited to see. Couple of things last season, Chris, that I noticed. Towns only shot 62% at the rim, but normally, you know, he's been at above 70%, so that could be an outlier in his career. But 62% at the rim for a 7-footer, that can use some improvement on that end. 57% efficiency field goal percentage, that can use some improvement as well. So I truly want to see, I'm truly intrigued to watch this offense. I really am, and to see how the Knicks utilize Cat.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to utilize him all over the place, man. Threes, mid-range, post-ups, passing, everything. You name it, you know. So I'm excited. Yeah. Let's go. Let's do it.
Same. It's gonna be fun, man. He's definitely not gonna be complaining about his usage. That's for sure. Like you mentioned, I think there's so many ways you can use him offensively, and I think even defensively when it comes to Tibbs. You know how Tibbs gets on the defensive end. So, you know, I'm not gonna say he's gonna become an offensive rebounding dynamo or anything like that, but you know, it could be part of Tibbs' systems, you know, that just allows us to get offensive boards due to the positioning, you know. So yeah, let's see, man, because, you know, Ihart came in here and became a force on the offensive boards. Is that, you know, is that
magic,
a coincidence, or is that magic, maybe some Tibbs and Knicks coaching magic there? So, you know, let's see. Let's see what happens. But it is going to be fun watching this team.
It's the magic within MS. Gee. All right. Bold predictions for Karl-Anthony Towns this season, Chris. What we got?
I'm going to say he's going to be an all-star. That's just not even bold, but
that's a given.
Dare I say Karl-Anthony Towns becomes an all-NBA defensive player.
Ooh.
Under Tom Thibodeau again. Not again, but under Tom Thibodeau.
I like it. Since we've been talking about rebounds, I think Karl-Anthony Towns will average the most rebounds in his entire NBA career with the New York Knicks.
All right.
It's not that bold, but, you know, we've been talking about the rebounding, I was like, what about you? You know? So
I think mine was over the top bold, but I'm locking it in.
But hey, we're excited. I mean, look. So to give you guys kind of like the behind the scenes look, we already recorded the Jalen Brunson player preview, but we thought to kind of scratch that because it was ready to go. I was about to post it on YouTube, ready to go, ready to rock. But we talked a lot about Brunson and Julius Randle. So another Jalen Brunson preview is coming on the way after the Cat one. So Cat preview is in the books. Brunson is next. And then the previews are finito, right? Hopefully.
I'm not going to even say it again. Hopefully, this is what we got.
Look, man, appreciate every single one of you tuning in. This has been fun. I'm excited to watch this new Knicks season with this new Knicks team. And the live streams are back every Sunday at 9 p.m. We are live talking about the New York Knicks. Alrighty, I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
Catch you guys next time.
Peace. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/Knicks Nation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.